Hi, this is Made by Mommy's smiley face tutorial. To make this charm, all you need is one loom and rubber bands in two colors. I've used yellow and black. And this is how you put the rubber bands on to start. First, I use the color that I'm going to use for the mouth, which is black. There's just one rubber band there. For each other location, I'm going to use two rubber bands at a time. So that's two here, two in the middle, and two to the side. Next row. Move him over here so he's not in our way. Two more yellow on this side. Actually, I'm sorry. It's not two more yellow here because we're about to turn in. So the first thing we want to do is take our two black ones for the center. And then, because we're turning in, two yellow to go there. And two more yellow here. So that's the basic shape of the face that's going to be underneath. We've taken from here and gone around the outsides back in and down the middle. Now to build the structure of the face, don't be scared, but this is what it looks like. Let me move that. We're going to first do what's going to keep the cheeks together. Taking two rubber bands there and two yellow rubber bands here. And now with the black rubber bands, these are going to form your eyes. Okay, so first where these yellow ones go underneath and then these black ones go on top. And finally, we need two more black for half of the smile and another two black for the smile here. Then we're done with the black rubber bands and we need just a few more yellow caps. So one yellow cap goes here. We're going to take the same rubber band and wrap it around three times so that it stays tight there and doesn't spread out too far. So one, two, and twist, three. And one, two, three. So I just tripled one on here, and I tripled one on here. And this is something that you probably haven't seen before, but I figured out works well for this face. We're going to take a rubber band starting in this corner. I'm going to do it on this side first, it'll be easier to see. So starting in this corner, we're going to stretch it and put it over this last one so that it's around this peg, inside this peg, inside this peg, and then around this peg. And do the same thing on the other side, around this peg, and then stretch inside those two. If you have trouble stretching it to the inside, just put it across and then bounce it in. And now all of your rubber bands are set up for the smiley face. Let's take this extra rubber bands out of the way, move this chart, and we are now going to rotate the loom. And because so many of you have asked, I'm going to zoom in. So this is what your loom should look like. Except this one, look at that as I look at it closer. We're gonna start from the bottom. And we're going to actually do the smile first from the outside to the inside. And the other side of the smile from the outside. See, I just lost one. I can catch that. And bring that over. No damage done. And the eyes from the outside in. Outside. On this one, you want to take through the center and in. One outside in, and then here from the center of that band and in. Apologize if that was a little shaky, bumped into what I have holding my phone. Okay, so now you have your eyes and your mouth forced into the center. And we're going to take our cheeks, which are here, from the center out and here, getting underneath that triple band from the center. Okay, so now the center of our face is built, and what remains is the outer edge and the middle. And for that, it's pretty close to a straightforward triple, but we're going to start here. Take those top yellow bands out to the side, and then top yellow bands out to the other side. And down the center, catch your black ones, and bring that up. And then your outside edge, get the center. This one's got a lot in it, so it's a little tricky to catch. And there. Okay. That's only one. Where's the second one? Nope. There you go. Make sure you get both. You can see there, I got both. Now, if you prefer, you can work either one at a time across, or you can do the whole side. I'm going to do the whole side just because I think it'll be easier for you to see what I'm doing if I stick to one row. So, from the side, up, come in, and then this one to the center. And here, so you already did this one, so we're going to start in here. So my hand's not in the way. Center. Up. And this side to the middle. And now we have to do up the center. We already hooked this one earlier. So I have to go in here and find those two that are on the bottom. Looks like I only got one, so I'm gonna have to go back for the second. So there's one, and the second one, there you are. It was hiding there. And this one is going to be tricky because this has the most rubber bands of anywhere. So you gotta make sure you go with your hook pointing towards the plastic and go all the way in deep. Oops, I caught the wrong one. So I'm gonna go again in the center with my hook that way until I get to the bottom. And then you can see it there, catching those two at the bottom. Oh, I left one back. It's hard to do with a camera between me and the loom. Sorry about that, guys. So there you go. There's your two rubber bands up to the center. Phew! Now, finally, this last black band, which is going to be what locks it together and what you use to attach it, pulling that up and over this peg. And then I am taking the bottom rubber band up and holding onto it, letting this one loose so that I can pull a knot. And that is going to secure it together. So to pop this off the loom, I like to use the tool instead of straining the rubber bands to get everything out from around those hooks. Especially this one, because this one has so many rubber bands on it. There we go. And after you've gotten those, you should be able to just do it with your hands. And there we have another happy face. And if you turn it over, it's usually even neater. Play with it a little to straighten out your rubber bands. There you go. So I hope you like my happy face tutorial and that you enjoy making these. If you do, please click like below and subscribe to see more tutorials. And I also ask, I know that a lot of people like my designs. If you're inspired and want to record this video for your own channel, I just ask, please, if you do so, please link back to me so that people know where you got the idea and they can come see my videos too. Thank you very much and enjoy.